All right, everybody, welcome to Tyson and Friends episode something.
I think we're on 21.
Yeah,
21. Because last was 20, even.
The only podcast that will answer the question, can the Federation from Star Trek beat the Galactic Empire from Star Wars?
Of course. No contest.
Yeah, Federation all the way. They got 7 and 9, so they kind of...
All they got to do is, like, get a little torpedo down that tube and blow up the Death Star.
Well, I mean, to be fair, a fart could destroy, like, a legion of, like, X-Wings, so...
Yeah, and... Like, how bad is their aim?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, stormtroopers can't...
Well...
They can't hit the broadside of
the
barn.
Yeah, they might kill a lot of red shirts in the process.
Well...
But you'll never take down, like, Picard and...
Or Janeway.
Yeah, Janeway.
Or...
Shatner.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk. Spock, you know?
Oh, when we have Justin's kid as a special guest.
Yeah, say hi,
Wes. I know he wants to talk about this.
Hi.
We are actually trying to install a game on the Switch.
And it's not working.
And we're getting an error code, and we were talking about that on our Slack. And now I'm experiencing it. Because I think Jared brought it up that there's an error that people are getting when they try to install games on the new Switch firmware.
Yeah, and I've heard Nintendo's rolling that back because of errors.
They should have, but I didn't get any kind of update. So, like, how do I force
couldn't tell you.
Update? Because, let me check. It is on 12.0.3, which is the problem firmware that they're talking about in this article.
And just for fun, Justin's kid is big into the non-fungible coins, tokens.
Oh, yeah. Those are the shiz.
Yep. Why don't we have... let's make, like, a Gamers Coop non-fungible token.
Fungible. Sounds like fungi that you're talking about.
Yeah, like fungi.
Like mushrooms or something. Remind our listeners what non-fungible means.
That just means it's unique. There's no other one like it.
Right.
I guess we'll just make our own cryptocurrency.
So we can just make one and call it Tyson's Dough or something.
Yeah. Tyson and Friends, the non-fungible token. I don't know how it's going to work, but we'll sell it for, like, millions of dollars and get rich.
Yeah, so there's a $60 game called NBA 2K21, and it went down 92% off today. So $4 for something. And I'm like, hey, guys, you want it? And they're like, yeah. So I'm like,
yeah,
hey,
sure.
$250 each, and then I'll buy it. And they're like, okay. So here I am trying to install it, but getting that error code.
Yeah. I think the last big sports ball game I played, at least for basketball, was NBA Jam. Remember NBA Jam?
Oh, yeah. They even made a newer version of it.
Yeah, they did not too long ago. I was like, I should play it, and I never did.
Aww.
So let's see what this article says, because it's like, okay, first potential fix is to... What?
It's all take camera
to switch.
So I turned
it off. I turned it all the way off and then restarted it. Actually, I didn't turn it all the way off.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a restart. Maybe I should turn it off.
And yeah, give it a shot.
Anyway, while we're discussing more stuff, because we're going to discuss...
Mainly
Nintendo's Direct.
Well, that's the one we all watched.
Yeah. I mean...
I watched other ones.
We didn't see a lot of the stuff, but at least we got a Metroid and a...
Well,
and
I saw the whole thing. I don't know if you watched the whole thing.
Zelda and Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild 2 and Metroid Dread, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Those two things, yeah. That makes me excited.
I was excited for Metroid Dread. I was also excited to see a new Cruisin' game come out. I haven't played Cruisin' in a long time. Yeah.
Did they talk about that?
Yeah. They showed, it was very close, but it was like Cruisin' something. I was like, ooh, that could be fun.
Cruisin' USA, Cruisin' the World.
Yeah, those were fun games. I was a bit disappointed with so many like ports of older games or remaster of older games onto the Switch. It's like, man, I want something new, you know?
Yeah, but I am excited about Tony Hawk 1 and 2. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Those were classics. I played the heck out of those games.
I never played them. I would like to, but I've just never... had the time. I don't know.
He didn't need to be a skateboarder to like this. I'm not. Never was. Kind of a wannabe skater.
I think I skateboarded once as a kid and I ran over my hand, so not really. Not really big on skateboarding.
I wasn't either in person, but on that game I learned to do it pretty well. Mm-hmm. I was a pro skater.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk style.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, pulling all them Tony Hawk 720s or whatever he does, 960s.
I thought they were well-made games, and it was fun to like explore, and like you had you didn't just skate. You like
you had to collect like letters like, and yeah, tapes there was, like, and junk.
Adventures and like little goals you had to do on the areas. And it looks like they've fixed. Yeah, they've upped the graphics, like made it HD and stuff. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited for Zelda HD, Skyward Sword next month. Got that pre-ordered. I'm ready to play through that whole game again.
I don't think I'm gonna pick it up.
No.
No. I mean, I really didn't enjoy it that much on the Wii.
You can do it without the motion controls.
Yeah, but even then, I wasn't too big onto the game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna pick it up.
Can't win them all.
Yeah.
It was too much work to move your arms around.
I just it's just how imprecise the Wii was with its motion control. You know, especially in my room, the motion control did not work well. And I know David had like the perfect like setup that they showed on like, you know, demos and stuff where it's like couch on one end of the room, TV on the other end, you know. Nothing in between. And there were times even sitting on his couch where like the Wiimote would wig out depending on where you were sitting. I just wasn't, I don't know, just stuff like that just did not make me a big fan of motion control.
Hey, is it going to work? I think it might be starting. But then it also started before, this download, and then it errored out later. Oh, there it goes. There's the error code.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heavens.
We could clear the cache, this says. Nintendo customer service suggests clearing your cache on your Switch. And it could resolve the issue. Doing so wipes your console's web history, including cookies and saved website logins.
Oh no.
I didn't even know you could browse the web on this. It won't affect your games, downloaded content, or user settings or data. Okay, cool. So how do I do it?
Should we do it? That's a good question. Yeah.
Reset cache, so oops. Okay, here. So while we're here.
So I'll format Switch. Yes, I'd like to do that.
Yes, format the Switch. System settings, system. Format my Switch. Yes, just kidding. Formatting options.
Yep. You'd be thinking
of the next thing. Delete save.
Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, I'm resetting cache.
There was no Bayonetta 3 shown, which I've been reading online. A lot of people are... Well, there's... The Bayonetta fans are upset about that. I was going to say there was a lot of people, but Bayonetta series has never really sold enough for a lot of people, so...
Clint was talking about that on our group. He likes Bayonetta.
I think they're fun games.
Yeah.
I mean, they could really not go so overboard with the over-sexualization that they do.
They kind of do go overboard with that.
You know, they could cut that back a bit. But I find the game to be fun. I think she's got a lot of great moves. They're fun to do. Everything's just—it's just a fun game to play for me.
Mm-hmm.
I like the series. Funny enough, like it's really the only series I enjoy from Platinum Games. Like all their other games, I try because I'm like, "Oh, I like Bayonetta. I'll try this game," and I'm like, "I'm disappointed."
Hey, that worked. I reset the cache, and all it's right. Downloading again.
Woo. Hot scoop here.
Well, we'll see. Because it was downloading before, and then it aired out. So.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what that
and doesn't. There was no mention of the Switch Pro, which I'm kind of happy with.
Explain why it is you don't want that.
Because I don't want it to splinter the
base. Oh, yeah,
base.
I guess what you're saying, yeah. I figured that was you're going to
be. Because then it's going to be like, okay, so I've got a normal Switch, so am I going to get like the crappy performing games like they have with Xbox One and the Xbox One?
And then they split the effort of the developers and everything.
I don't want that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, if they do it, then they're going to have to start phasing out one of the systems a little bit.
Yep.
Or make the old games compatible with the new and just kind of focus all energy on the new.
Yep. So that would probably mean, like, games will run great on the Pro, like, crap on the normal one.
But let's make them so that the new games on the Pro, they're meant for the Pro. You can't really play them on the old
Switch. But then Nintendo would have to pretty much launch a new console at that point.
Wasn't that what they're... Talking about.
Hi, everyone.
No, the whole thing about the Pro was it's an incremental upgrade.
But we still don't know everything about it. It's all rumor based. What? Oh, Wesley has something he wants to say. Go ahead.
Okay. So Ticket 21 is gonna finish downloading soon. We got it to download.
We got it to start downloading, but
yep.
Guess what? It's only 2 hours and 21 minutes left.
All right. So we just gotta stretch the podcast out for 2 hours. like 3 hours in, it's like, oh no, it aired out. Sorry, guys.
No, that's what happens. So I had it. Oh, I told you. I think we talked about this on a podcast about my defective SD card.
Yeah, the one where it was like supposed to be like a certain size, but it wasn't. Yeah. Where it was only like 32 gigs.
It wasn't only that, but it was like the wrong read speed and everything. The read and write was like, I tested it with some app on Windows.
Read and write.
And it was like way lower. It was like this crap quality, like the worst kind you can get from China or something, that was masquerading itself as a Samsung.
Yep, a lot of... I hate to be like racist or anything, but a lot of stuff from China is like that. Like video cards from China, like a lot of these bootleg cards. Well, I wouldn't say bootleg, but they sell a lot of cards where it's like this is an NVIDIA like 1050, but it's not.
Right.
It's like a GeForce 4.
It's like terrible quality.
Yep.
It's basically a mock-up, like some factory that just kind of like is pretending. See, those kinds of things happen in China because they don't really have regulations against it. And they don't have, like, laws against me, from what I understand. But it seems to be true because we get a lot of fake stuff, like, that pretends to be the real thing, and it's not.
Yeah, like with the video cards, they just take old video cards and then they flash the BIOS with a newer video card BIOS. So that video card's like, oh, I'm a 1050 when it's, like, a GeForce 4.
Goodbye, guys.
Yeah. Oh, he's not going to participate anymore.
Okay.
That's all right. Wesley's gonna go and be on the.
We talked him out.
On the computer, he wants to play.
You can be honest, Justin. He was like,
he was only here for NBA 2K21.
Yeah.
To get downloaded. But no, it was frustrating because my point to that was is that I would be downloading a Switch game. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the card was defective or like a cheap brand at that point. Thought it was a Samsung because it said that on the box and it looked like Samsung. But I would get like 98% downloaded and then it would fail.
Yeah, because it got past like whatever that 32 gig barrier
and
was.
I kept eating up all my data that month with trying to get these games on it. And then at that point I was like, something is wrong here. And then I figured out I should just do the test on the SD card and found out it was totally a lie. I contacted the seller. I'm like, what are you guys trying to pull on me? This is fake. Like, I ran a test, and it's nowhere close to the speeds that you advertise on the box here.
Yeah.
It's not a 100 megabyte transfer rate. It's 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous like that. 5 to 10 or something.
Yep.
So, anyway, then I ended up buying another one, and that's not the issue here. It's not the memory card, because I got the official Samsung memory card. The ones that you buy on Amazon, they... Amazon won't sell you the fake SD cards. They don't have them. They actually have their own brand. You have to turn the volume down, buddy. Wesley's on the computer over there, so we'll make sure he has the volume down so it doesn't interrupt. But, Amazon, you'll notice that they have the green ones, the Evo SD cards, and they're green. That's their own color. They bought that from Samsung. And anywhere outside of Amazon is the red Evo logo. It's something I found out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, for those who are interested in that, because that's a good brand to have on your Switch. There's other good ones too, but well, just don't get pretend fake cards. Without problems. I'm sure it's the same way for guys who have Androids or you've got SD cards in your cameras or any other devices.
Yep.
Does these systems use SD cards or?
They got internal hard drives.
Yeah, I guess.
But you can hook up
PS5
like a
PS5 has a terabyte or something.
Yeah, but you can hook up USB drives and stuff to it.
Yeah. They have to format to their.
And
their readable format.
I'm sure it's probably just like FAT32 or something like that.
Are you calling me fat?
Yeah.
I'm
calling
32.
You a file allocation table, Justin.
A 32 is actually a pretty good size. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think most stuff
NTFS.
Is like...
NTFS?
Yeah.
Isn't there a new one that's... it's like a journaled NTFS... Or what's it called? And it's readable with, like, almost every OS. Like, it's very universal. And I know that Macs can read and write and Windows.
Yeah, probably. I know, like, there's, called, like, though. EXT2 and EXT3.
It's like XFAT. That's what it's called. EXFAT. is the formatting. And that's what I always use because I have Mac and Windows at home. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm trying to copy files and write files, it sucks when you have one drive that's formatted with the Mac journal system and then you got another one that's NTFS or FAT32.
Yep.
And that can't do either. Anyway. So, what else? Okay, so at the event, what else did you like about it?
About Nintendo's?
Yeah. I know David's interested in that Wario game.
Yeah, I liked Metroid. Metroid Dread looked good. The Life is Strange. They're porting over the Life is Strange games over.
Is that the one that had... It was like a Resident Evil style?
No.
What was that game? I was thinking of you when I saw that. Come on. It was like kind of more anime style, but it was like Resident Evil.
Was it Fatal Frame?
Yes.
I have that for the Wii U. Again, that's one thing that disappointed me about Nintendo. Like, the thing that disappointed me the most.
Oh, it's just a re-release?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's, like, more just remasters, re-release. Like, I was so excited when Monkey Ball came on. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, man, a new Monkey Ball. Yes! And then it's like, it's remastering the old games. And I'm like, you know.
It's not a new one.
Yeah.
It's just a redo.
And it was the same thing with Advance Wars. I was like, ooh, I've never played Advance Wars, but I'd love to play a new game. But then they're like, oh, it's just a re-release of the first two games. I was like, eh, pass. And I know David even asked me, like, but you haven't played the ones. And it's like, yeah, but if I want to get into the series, give me a new game.
Yeah.
You know, something with today's kind of gameplay standards.
Well, it's kind of like Jared. Yeah. Like, he doesn't want to go back and play the Super Nintendos and stuff. I get his point there. Like, they were talking about it just today. And Derek was like, I love the SNES. Why don't you? And Jared's like, it's old and the graphics suck. And I don't want to go back and play it.
You know, the Super Nintendo is my favorite system. I love playing old games.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy the Switch to play 20-year-old games.
Well, and to David's point, he said, well, you're just liking it because of nostalgia reasons, mostly, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's probably true. Like, it was different for us when we were little kids and that was new. Those were good graphics then. Mm-hmm. But now we've got way better technology. And so, sure, we can still play games that, like, and we'll have fun, but we're looking for new stuff now. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm excited about, things that are new ideas, like,
yeah,
that, like, Hollow Knight is a genius idea. It's like 2D, but it's got beautiful graphics. Yep. And the music's ambient and it feels like a new game, but yet it still has those elements of classic retro. Yeah. Built in. Yeah. And it's new. Yeah. It's not like some remake.
Yeah, this
and
is
that's that why I'm excited about the Metroid game.
Yeah, this is the stuff I want. I want to see old IPs with new games. I want new games. I don't want to have my GameCube library ported over. I don't want to have my Xbox 360 library ported over.
Yeah.
I want new experiences. This is why I buy new consoles.
Yeah, well, and you still have all the old systems. So it's like, why would I go buy the other one? I have that in a box over there.
Yeah.
If I want to play that game, I'll play it on the original system that it came out on.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, this is why I just don't agree with people when they're like, we got to bring all these games over to the Switch. It's like, no. You know, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of games I want to see on the Switch, but they're all, like, current games.
And we don't got to, by any means.
Yeah, you know, I don't feel like I'm entitled, you know.
Like, I'm probably more on your side than in the middle, actually. Mm-hmm. Because there's certain games I do want to have on the Switch for the portability factor.
Oh, sure.
And the HD factor. Because, for example, Skyward Sword, I do go back and play that. And it is grainy looking. It's, like, really kind of hard to choke down sometimes. Because mm-hmm. the graphics are so just old school, like, mm-hmm. by today's standards. And so I'm really excited about that part, that they've cleaned up the look of it. And they haven't really added much new features, from what I understand. But, I don't know. I'm excited for that one because it's one of my favorite video games of all time, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, it's just, I just want new stuff. Like, I don't, you know, like, I want to see the Switch get current games, that it's not getting, like, Resident Evil 2 and the Resident Evil 3 remake.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to play those on the Switch, because they're current games.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, again, I don't want to see, like, my GameCube library ported over the Switch. I don't need my Wii U library ported over. Like, yes, a lot of people missed out on the Wii U, but that was their fault. Mm-hmm. They decided not to get the system, you know? Yeah. And at what point do they have to take personal responsibility and say, hey, I missed on the system. I missed out on these games. That's my fault.
Yeah.
Why should the industry have to bend over backwards to have them, you know, to re-put those games out on other hardware so they can play them when they passed up on them in the first place?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure that sounds elitist, but, you know.
No, it's what it is. I mean, their time came and went.
And that's kind of one thing is I feel like video games, and I'm sure a lot of people will hate me saying this, but I feel like video games are just a product of their time. They're a product of the technology we have at the time. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, I don't need to have all these old games ported over. Like, these games had their time.
Yeah.
They were great. Well, you know, let's not just sit in the past. Let's move on. Let's do something new.
Right.
It's like Sega with Virtua Fighter 5. They put out a new version of Virtua Fighter 5, like, on June 1st. You know, I bought it because I like Virtua Fighter, and it's a fun game, but man, is it disappointing because, like, this is how Sega feels like to bring back the Virtua Fighter 5 or the Virtua Fighter, you know, brand is with, like, a 15-year-old game. You know? And if you look at it, not only that, like, over the past, like, set of consoles, like the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, like, Microsoft made a new Killer Instinct. Uh-huh. Capcom made a new Street Fighter and a new Marvel vs. Capcom. You know, Namco made a new Tekken and a new Soul Calibur. You know,
wow.
The guys who made Mortal Kombat, NetherRealm Studios, did a new Mortal Kombat, new mm-hmm. Injustice game.
Yeah.
You know, SNK made a new Samurai Showdown. They made a new King of Fighters. They made, like, even offshoot games like SNK Heroines. Mm. And I think Arc System Works, I think they're the one that does Guilty Gear, I can't remember, but there's been several new Guilty Gear games. And here's Sega coming in fashionably late, and like, the best they can do is another revision of Virtua Fighter 5. Not only that, it doesn't have any of the type of gameplay modes that are current in fighting games now.
You'd think that Sega...
An industry giant, by the way.
Right. Not only that, but they don't have to have all that focus on a console anymore, the hardware. Yeah. They can give all of their focus on the software. Sounds to me like they're getting lazy.
Yeah. Well, it's the fact that the Sega that we grew up with and loved uh-huh. isn't the same...
It's gone.
That Sega's gone. It's a shell of its former self.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize is that a lot of the big names that made Sega Sega don't work at Sega anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, that's...
It happens with a lot, you know, just any game company. A lot of the big names, they kind of get tired working at that company for, you know? It's like, well, I've been with this company for 20 years. I want to do something different. Yeah. You know, they leave, they start their own business, or they get out of video games completely, or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the real leaders are... Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, really.
Yep.
When it comes to the gaming consoles.
Yep. Well, I mean, even then, like, I know a lot of people hate exclusives, but it's the exclusives that really do a lot of the new ideas and push the hardware.
Yeah. Because they can build it, like, and utilize all the system's power.
Yep.
For their game.
They can build something specific, like you said, for that console, instead of being like, okay, we've got to make a game that's going to be available on all consoles. How, you know, how can we work this to do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, but Breath of the Wild 2, that looks
neat.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have liked a little bit more information about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
That I get what they're saying, like that they can only leak a little bit, but that makes me worry. It's like, they're saying 2022...
Well, they said possibly 2022.
Did they say possibly?
Yeah, they said
it
like
just came up.
Yeah, it, well, they said that it's like planned for 2022, but planned for 2022 could mean well, it could come out at the end of 2022, or well, we've got to delay it again.
Yeah, they're supposed to have released this probably a year or two ago, and so I'm okay with them waiting and delaying it as long as they're perfecting that and it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. It's gotta be good.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about Nintendo is they'll definitely take their time making the games.
Uh-huh.
They're not like a lot of companies that it's like, we've got to get X amount of games out this quarter. You know, who cares what the quality is?
They spend some quality time because they know that every second they spend on that is going to be dollars earned back.
Yeah.
If it's a stellar game.
Yeah. Yeah, Nintendo, they understand that you make a good game, you know, the chance for it to sell well is there. You know?
A big return.
Not always, but it gives
Zelda
it the best chance.
Breath of the Wild definitely has. I mean, yeah. Look, they've kept the game at $59.99. I think today I saw the price go down. They're doing 30% off Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. Never seen that since it was birthed, right? There's never been a sale on that game.
Yeah, I wish Nintendo was... a little bit more competitive with their prices.
Yeah, well,
like, there's no reason for Breath of the Wild 2 to be 60. Well, it's because
they do it because people buy it.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, if you can sell for a maximum price like that,
yeah, won't I mean, you're you? Going to, yeah.
Like, if you're a business owner, and, like, say you make microchips, and you sell each one of them for $100, but the guy down the road, you know, is selling them for 120, and he's selling more than you, mm-hmm. I mean, then you're probably going to mark yours up a little.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how you want to be competitive, too, you know?
Yeah. It's... I don't know. They charge a lot for their games. You're right. But they can. It's kind of like when you're in Disneyland. It's like...
Yeah.
You can't play Breath of the Wild on any other system. So yeah. If I want it, I got to buy a Switch and I got to buy the game.
Yep.
So I'm looking at, you know, upwards of $400 to play that game if I'm a starter.
Yep. Which is kind of why I don't want a Switch Pro to come out, because I don't see that being cheap. Especially with a lot of the economic problems the world's going through right now.
And a lot of people already have a Switch in their house now.
Yep.
Like, think of how many they've sold already.
Well, they've sold almost, like, I think 84 plus million was their last number.
Yeah, they just keep selling them like hotcakes. I mean, when I was on my trip, we were flying in planes and stuff like that in airports a lot.
Yeah.
I was so surprised to see how many. I mean, I guess I wasn't surprised. But lots of Switches, like, kids were just pulling them out, and my kids included. Because I brought both my Switches on my trip. And when we were in airports waiting on layovers and stuff, they were playing the Switches.
Mm-hmm.
And I got other phones.
I got my sister's kids those 2DSs a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And they play those all the time when they come down.
Nice.
Especially on the car rides and stuff.
I never got into, like, the 3DSs or the 2DS or any of that
stuff. It's all the same.
Yeah. I never played any of them, but I missed out, from what I heard, like, on some of those Zelda games that were on them. Like, some of those 2D Zelda
games. I'd say that's debatable, missing out.
Okay.
Like, the one that was real good that I really liked on the 3DS was, what was it, A Link Between Worlds? It was a kind of a continuation of A Link to the Past.
Yeah, I've heard about, I think that's one I've heard about.
And that's
about.
One of my favorite Zeldas, so I really had fun with that game.
Yeah.
Well, so that was fun.
The Metroid game, though, oof. I mean, we've all been waiting almost 20 years for another Zelda game, or a Metroid game.
Well, I mean, 20, I guess.
I mean, I wanted a Super Metroid sequel.
For a long time.
Then.
Yeah.
Right? Back on the Super Nintendo.
But I mean, if you look at Other M still plays like a traditional 2D Metroid game.
I've heard David doesn't have very good things to say about
it's not good.
Yeah, but then I can't remember if I read a review or if someone else told me that they liked it. So there's mixed reviews on that game.
Well, people will like, you know...
Certain styles.
Yeah.
I think people were hoping for, like, another, like, Metroid Prime type of game, and then that came, right?
Yeah, well, Metroid Prime 4 is working, yeah. That's still in development.
Mm.
A lot of people are saying that Nintendo is holding off on Breath of the Wild 2, Metroid Prime 4, and Bayonetta 3 for the Switch Pro. But I'm like, no. So Nintendo's going to go out and make a completely, you know, cut... Like, even if Nintendo did the Switch Pro and only made Pro-compatible games, that would be just cutting the knees off the original Switch. Like, why would you want to cut a system off that's selling so well and kill any momentum you've had with that when they could probably sell another 50 or 60 million more Switches? I mean, let's be honest, that thing's still got probably another 4 or 5 years of life left.
Yeah. Well, the Switch could go... I mean, we all saw what they did with the Wii. That thing lived way beyond its time.
Yeah, well, all the consoles from that time period have lived a lot longer.
Yeah, I still play the Wii.
Yeah.
Like, I still have it and play it.
Part of the reason that's happening is because game development's getting more and more costly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and plus it's taken a lot longer. Like, it's taken, like, on average now, like, 4 years just to get, like, a high-end game out.
Yeah.
4 years, and, like, a lot of times you're getting close to, like, $100+ million to make that game. Just to get it out the door, you know?
Right.
So developers, they want to, you know, have things go as long as possible.
Yeah. There were some other topics I wanted to talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember them now.
That's fine. Let's see, we talked about the Star Trek versus Star Wars. We've done our non-fungible tokens.
We're going to play some PlayStation 5 tonight.
Yeah. You wanted to play
I've never seen it, so.
It's a big boy. It's a big, chunky
that
boy.
That thing is
big,
huge.
Big, thick boy.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
That's a beast of a
it's
system.
It's thick with two C's.
Oh, and when we were down in St. George, we visited Jared. Oh. And he let us play his Oculus. He has the standalone Oculus.
That's cool.
So Wesley remembers playing it, right? Put on the Oculus, and he did the plank game. Have you heard of this?
No.
You go up an elevator, and then you're on a skyscraper, and there's a beam that's going out, and you walk on the beam.
Okay.
And it's really freaky, man. Like, it feels like you're up there, and if you step off, you're going to fall and plummet to your death.
And I just jumped off.
Yeah. But it was kind of it's freaky to do it.
I'd like to try VR, but when you're blind in both eyes, pretty much, you know, legally blind in both eyes.
Might be easier, though, because it's right up to your eyes.
Well, the problem is, you know, I've got one eye that...
Just doesn't really work, right?
The nerves are pretty much dead in it, so...
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I mean, and my other eye's already legally past the legally blind limit, so...
Did you say legally blonde?
Yeah, Legally Blonde.
Like that movie with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh yeah, is the second one? Is it the first or second one where she?
The dog is gay or something.
No, she has to go to a party and they tell her it's like a dress up party, and she wears like what is it like that pink bunny suit or whatever?
Yeah,
Playboy bunny thing.
I think it's the first.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the second though.
That's all I remember about those movies.
My wife was watching it a while ago, and I was like, "Oh yeah, these are funny. These are really funny."
You ever watched? Oh, what is it? It's a wedding one, or a bunch of girls, or
a movie.
Yeah,
with Reese.
No, it doesn't have Reese Witherspoon in it. It's a wedding movie. Like, oh, I wish I had my
wedding singer.
No. Oh,
my best friend's wedding.
No,
is it a chick flick?
It's a chick flick.
Well, I'm only thinking of my best friend's wedding.
Oh man,
with Julia Roberts.
Wesley, hand me my phone. It's black.
I can Google
it. It's phone shaped.
It's black. It's phone shaped.
I don't know where it is. Don't worry about it.
We've been watching Parks and Rec.
That's a good show.
Yeah, and I guess we hadn't seen that there was a special for that show that they did at the very end.
Yeah.
Like later on.
Yeah, during COVID, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just all they're doing is like talking over Zooms or something.
Yeah, I like how Ron has like his. The stalker lady, like his ex-wife, is actually his wife in real life.
I know.
That's funny.
Jenny told me that. That's funny. And she's like tied up. She's like, yep. Actually, Tammy chewed through the the restraint. And now she's out in the with the wolves. I'm actually worried about the wolves.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ron Swanson was a fantastic character
hilarious.
On that show.
I like that part where he goes to the Mulligan's restaurant and the doors are locked. And he's like, no!
Yeah.
He's like, do you think the steak got eaten at least?
Yeah, he like breaks down because they're closed.
Like, and then he goes to some restaurant and he gets like this measly little steak. He's like, sir, do you call this a steak?
Yeah.
And he's like, I want all the bacon in your restaurant. He's
it was like eggs or something. He's like, look, do you have eggs?
All the
he's like,
eggs and the bacon. He's like, sir, wait a minute. I think you might not have heard me right.
Yeah,
I want all the bacon and eggs in your whole restaurant.
Yeah.
He's
that was
so
such
funny.
A good show.
Ron Swanson's hilarious.
Yep. Well, let's see. Should we talk about what games we've been playing?
Yeah.
Kind of get back on video game
topic. So, like, I kind of went on a video gaming hiatus. I don't know why.
I think...
I just didn't want to play anything.
Seems like a lot of people have been kind of doing
that. I have all these games I need to play, right? Mm-hmm. I need to beat... Look, I think I made a list. No, it's not on this. I need to beat, like, I need to finish, wow, I can't even
You
got to
finish
games.
NBA 2K 20 21. Something.
I gotta get it downloaded first.
Yeah.
No, I don't play the basketball games. I let the kids play those. But, hey, it's going fast.
Ooh, sweet.
An hour and 22 minutes left.
All right.
Okay, the minutes are going faster. I need to beat... Well, I have all these new games that I bought, but I never finish them.
I'm with you on that.
Grip is like this racing game with like, it's like big, huge monster truck wheels or something. And I also got this game Inside. Have you ever played Inside?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's a fun game. It's like just one of those like simple side scroller kind of freaky games that you can only do like one thing here, but you die a lot and monsters get you, and then you respawn really quick, and then you figure out what to do. That game's fun. And so I need to finish that. I need to finish Ghost 1.0.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm like halfway through that.
I don't even want to say that I'm going to finish Hollow Knight because I may never. I need to finish Mark of the Ninja. Never beat that. I got far. I need to beat Bloodstained. I never beat Starlink. I had that. And the Hot Pursuit game that I bought. I never beat
Need for Speed Hot Pursuit?
Yeah.
How is
the
that?
The newer one.
How is that series? It's been a while since I played it.
Because they remastered it and brought Hot Pursuit to the Switch.
Okay.
It's got really nice graphics. There's some issues with the controls, in my opinion. And, like, some of the missions are too hard. Like, I'm, like, flooring it. And I don't hit any walls. And I still can't beat the time.
Dang.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. You know what I mean? I need to beat Super Mario Wii U Deluxe. Never beat it. Yoku's Island Express. I wanted to talk about... Oh, yeah. And Transistor. And then Immortals, Phoenix Rising.
That was fun.
I like it, but I just stopped. I like 75 or 80% through the game. I need to just finish that one up.
I had fun with it.
It's a fun game.
As I was playing Immortals, I did debate at one time about dropping the difficulty just to finish it up quicker, but I didn't. So
the difficulty really scaled well. Like
yeah,
in the game. Like
to a certain point.
At the beginning, it was challenging for me, but then. As I started getting more of the god powers, it was, like, becoming way easier.
Yeah, combat became easier, but then they also scaled the enemies up to where they hit harder. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like if they hit you, it was like, well, there goes 80% of my health.
Yeah. So then I felt like, okay, well, that's kind of cool because I feel like I'm really powerful, but I still have to be careful.
Yeah.
But, like, it was harder to die as I got more powerful, which makes sense when you're like, becoming more of a god, like a demigod. In a game.
I loved how I could cheese the environment in Immortals. Like with the, you know, how you got the power where you could guide the arrows around?
Yes.
A lot of enemies, there's parts in the environment where they couldn't get you, so I'd stand there and
what's
I'd just...
What's that guy?
Shoot the arrow.
Archimedes? Or
Probably.
Something,
so I'd just...
Something with an A.
Get onto a piece of environment where they couldn't get me and then just shoot the arrows and just chip away at them.
Oh, the other game that I'm kind of really into now again is Assassin's Creed Black Flag. I haven't played any of the other Assassin's Creeds, so I don't know anything about them, but that one is really fun, and you're a pirate, and that's weird, though. I don't know if anybody who's listening to this has played them. I don't understand the whole, like, you go into your office, and you're, like, a dude who works at a place, and then you virtually go into a game as a pirate.
Well,
what's this all about?
Like, generally what it is...
The
like,
story doesn't make sense there. Well, I'm like, can I just play the pirate
The stuff? Whole story was getting memories. Like,
right,
it's that, like, your DNA had, like, your memories in it, and they were getting your memories out of you.
Because he was actually a pirate?
Well, no, because his ancestors were.
Oh.
So what you're
so
doing
it's
is...
DNA?
Yeah,
extracting it from it?
Yes, yeah, something like that. Or
kind of playing through it?
Yeah, so what they're doing is getting his... I don't know if it's like...
It's through, like family history.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like
through,
specifically through DNA, but it's something like that where...
It just doesn't make sense. Like, I'm watching... You go to these parts in the game where he's in, like, his little cubicle working, and then he has to go, like, hack his boss's computer or something. And then all of a sudden, I'm back to being a pirate again. And I'm like, what?
Well, that's probably just poor story on their part, but the whole thing about Assassin's Creed is like...
Or I'm just not paying attention to those parts.
But the whole thing, I think, about Assassin's Creed is that we have our memories of our ancestors. And so they had a machine that would, like, extract those memories.
Like, at first when I was playing that game, like, I think I'm, like, 80% through it, maybe 70. And, like, I was like, why is this rated M? Like, there's a little blood, like, but it's not bad. It's not, like... guts spilling out, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like when you stab a guy, like some blood might come out.
Yeah, well.
And then I'm like, but what's the real reason here? I don't think it's the blood. That's making it art. And then all these F-bombs start.
Well,
not that many. There's like five so far in the game.
It's like, also how like the blood interacts with the environment. Like if it sticks on the floor or the ceiling. It does. Then,
so you
then
stab
give
a guy
it an M.
And then pull it out the swords. And then blood kind of goes.
Yeah.
And it stays there.
Yeah, if it stays there, that generally will get a higher rating than if they
you
just
can
bleed.
Pick up the bodies.
Yeah.
So you can like toss them off a cliff. And then they have ragdoll effects when they fall down. I mean, I don't feel bad because they're you know, the Brits that were so, like, dominating at that time, right?
Yeah, well,
they just stop you and, like, start trying to arrest you, and I'm like, dude, were they really this bad?
Actually, yeah, they were. I mean, Britain screwed up a lot of things in history. They stole a lot of stuff.
Right.
Messed up a lot of civilizations.
They just tried to take over and conquer everywhere. And then they realized, wait a minute, we should probably stop this.
But, I mean, it's not like, you know, our country's, like, doesn't have blood on our hands either, so...
The big countries kind of have problems with trying to take over the
world.
Well,
like, every civilization has some type of that, where they destroy their neighbor,
the
take over their neighbor.
The Romans of that time.
Oh, yeah, the Romans, I mean, the Romans screwed themselves because their whole economy was built on war.
Yeah.
Going and having, you know, war and looting the people you're fighting.
Right.
Getting slaves, getting treasure. I mean, eventually you build up enough bad guys that you can't fight them all that way.
Right, because you're the big bully, the big jerk around.
Yep.
But yeah, Assassin's Creed is fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't mind playing some later ones. I don't know. Those are some... I've been playing games that I missed out on 10 years ago, right?
That's fine.
I'm like 10 years behind.
That's okay.
Because then the Switch is getting them, and I know you hate that, but like, I haven't played them, so like, I'm like, why not? And this game I'm borrowing from Clint, I feel really bad, Clint, if you're listening to this, because I've had his game for over a year, maybe longer. Like, since before COVID, I was borrowing his game. And I don't... If he wanted it back, I told him, like, you can get it back, but he's like, no, if you're playing it, then play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. Because I'm like, it's been on sale a couple times, and I've thought about just buying it and then giving him back his copy. But
yeah.
It's that good, and there's a second game with it. Assassin's Creed 5? Rogue something? I don't know. It's the fifth one that... You have a ship. You can control a ship with sails and stuff. That's really fun. Like, you got this ship that has cannons and mortars and stuff on it, and you just shoot other ships and have these fun warship battles. And then you can board those ships and try to take them over, and you either can... kill the people or loot their stuff, or you can take those people and add them to your crew.
Okay.
Anyway, because you lose crew members in the battle too, oftentimes. When you board them, you have to sword fight everybody, and then once you kill enough of them, then
you take over
their ship. So it's very pirate-esque that way.
Yeah, I know a lot of people love Assassin's Creed. I was really into it for the first couple games.
Which weren't pirate era, were they?
No. But it's just... What got me out of the series was just the repetition of it. You know, by like the fourth game, it's like, okay, I'm just doing the same things over and over again with just a different
color
of paint.
No, I think that's what ends up pulling me away from some of the games. Is I feel like repetition becomes too much of a thing, and then I'm like, get bored.
Yeah.
I mean, I still want to play it. But, like, I'll wait, and then I'll be like, actually, I want to go back and play that. That's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
What got me bored is just getting all the little secret chests that were here and there on the map and not doing the story mode, right? Because, like, you do the story mode, and that's more interesting because... And you can fly through a game that way.
Yeah.
But I have to stop and get all these little secrets and...
Yeah, the problem... That. Is with games like Assassin's Creed is, like, you want to get those secrets because it makes you stronger.
Yeah.
You get more money, you get more, like, health.
You can upgrade
all your
stuff.
Get better weapons.
Yeah, and on this, you upgrade your ship, your pirate ship, and you can get new outfits, but I just bought the last one, so I bought them all. There's no more, and I got all the pistols and all the sword sets, and so there's almost nothing else to buy anymore.
Yeah.
So, I think I've got enough chests. What do you think, Tice?
Probably.
I think I should just go on with the story mode now.
Yeah.
You go whaling and fishing for sharks and things. You can get lots of money that way, too. Mm-hmm. Sell their skins and stuff. Anyway, it's a fun game.
Remember how back in our old games, if we wanted a lot of money in games, we used a Game Shark or Game Genie? Game Genie,
yep.
It's like, load me up with coins, oh, yeah. Mr. Genie.
Code. Look up the codes.
I missed the days with cheat codes in games.
The Game Genie had, like, a book. I remember it. Uh-huh. And we put little codes in for the game.
Yeah.
But then there was the Game Shark.
Yeah.
Had, like, a selector screen, I think, for each game.
Yeah.
And I think you could update it.
Yeah.
Did it get updates from the internet?
Yeah.
We didn't have the internet on the PlayStation 1.
Well, generally, what it would do is you would hook it to a computer.
Oh, and it and would get a firmware update or something.
Yeah, you'd firmware update it. It's like connect to like your parallel port.
Yeah, it was a parallel port.
Or like serial port or something.
Yeah, there was a serial port. Like,
and then you just ran the software and it would update.
I'm trying to remember how that worked.
Yeah.
Because like you could get new codes.
Yeah.
That were released.
Well, to be fair, you could also just put the codes in manually yourself too.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that.
So we had the internet then and we would Google it, or Google what didn't even exist then. No. We would Alta Vista it.
Please, man. You're talking Yoohoo. Or Yahoo.
Yoohoo?
Yeah. I'm talking about the chocolate milk. Yeah.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what? I'm not going to lie. Yoohoo, you guys make a search page. That will be my homepage. You guys turn that into a search page. I'll be like, yeah, let's Yoohoo it, baby.
That's funny. Well,
yeah, Yahoo,
props
yeah.
Props to Yahoo because it's one of the oldest ones that's still around.
Yeah, and like...
still sort of popular.
Yeah. Sort,
it's not that popular, but it's more popular than Excite or Dogpile or
Bing.
Yeah.
Or like DuckDuckGo.
Oh, I hate Bing. But DuckDuckGo is getting
Well, it depends popular. On what you want to search on Bing. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, DuckDuckGo is the same thing. Their whole advertisement is privacy.
Yeah.
Have you seen all the billboards around? I guess you haven't.
No, I don't. I barely... I can't drive.
Well, but I'm thinking, like, when you're on trips, and they're really big, so no. I'm thinking maybe Tyson can see that, too.
No.
But it's just, like, these ads that say, what's the saying, like, I don't know. It's, like, privacy is their ad. It's, like, their main selling point.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they have, like, these billboards with, like, a guy's face who's fuzzed out, you know? Like, blurred out. And they're like, you know, do want privacy, you know? Like, you want this. And so I think that in our culture, there's a lot of people who, like, are, like, scared of Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the ones who are going for DuckDuckGo.
Well, if you've signed up for, like, any social media, Big Brother knows you, so...
That's the thing. It's like, you're already there.
Yeah, like a lot of people don't understand. Like, well, technically, I mean, the government knows who you are. If you've got a social security number, I guarantee you the government knows who you are. Big Brother knows you.
It's funny when those people are like, but I don't have Facebook. I'm not on it. I'm like, were you once on there?
Do you have a telephone number?
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, do you have a driver's license? Do you have any kind of license in the U.S.? Do you have a Blockbuster card? Because I guarantee you the government probably knows.
It reminds me of a guy at one of my jobs back in the day. And he was like... Oh, I'm gone. I'm off the internet. Like, you can't find me on there. You can't find any info about me or
my probably find my his phone number.
And I'm like, okay, let's find out. So I just searched up his name and boom. I mean, I'm like, you mean this person? And it showed him, and it showed his previous addresses, and it showed his families and his cousins and his mm-hmm. parents. And he's like, what? I'm supposed to be wiped from there. Like,
it's like
I removed everything, and I'm not on social media anymore, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're there. You're in the white pages, bud.
Well, even then, a lot of that stuff gets cached and archived, so...
And shared between
other
places. Yep. And so, he was there, and he was mad. I'm like, well, it took me 2 seconds to find you.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants
Did
to
he
find
not,
you,
like, Google his name? Or was he just like, as soon as I got off, I'm done?
He said that he'd been working hard to try to find every little place he could remove himself from. And just, like, cancel all his social media, anything online. He was trying to go, like, you know, off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, the only way to go off the grid is to completely go off the grid.
Yeah.
Like, live in a homestead that's off the grid.
Yeah, like a cabin. Well, even
not
then.
Not have any, like, not have a phone.
Yeah.
Not have internet or anything to your house, you're living like a wild person. Like,
well, there's still going to be some type of something that's still going to tell where you're at.
Power that's got to come to your house, probably. You're going to have some power, I'm sure.
Well, you could do solar power, like off-grid solar. But even then, there's going to be government records knowing where you're at.
There has to be.
Yeah.
You don't just buy a piece of property. Are you going to just take it?
Well, yeah.
That's somebody's property in the first place.
Yeah,
so.
and even if you buy property, you still got to pay taxes like every year on that stuff.
Yeah, how do you evade that?
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you're good at evading taxes like...
Well, I mean, eventually, it's going to catch up to you.
People know where you're at.
Yeah.
It's just funny to me. Like, you can't hide. So, just embrace it.
But that's funny how, like it's... I shouldn't say funny. It's sad how people will refuse to take the vaccine because they're like, the government's going to find out. They're going to put a microchip in me and track me.
Nanobots are in this vaccine.
I wish there were nanobots in that vaccine.
You know, the government didn't make this vaccine. It's made by companies.
You know, if we had nanobots, we'd have, like, Metal Gear-style healing, you know?
Hold on. I'm going to just... Is that okay if I turn off that fan?
Go ahead. Well, I'm sure it's all like... on the microphone.
Is that the one? Or do I have to pull one of the cords?
No, just... I think it's the second one, yeah. Well, if the lights didn't go off, then yeah, you hit the right one.
All right, sorry if you're hearing...
Yeah.
Let's try not to touch the fuzzy thing on this.
No, it still is going to be like wigging out. Yeah.
So, people, listeners, what should we talk about next?
Well, I got to go with what I played.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Let's see. Burning Crusade Classic came out. Been playing a little bit of that. I started playing a whole lot of it with a friend.
What's that game?
World of Warcraft Burning Crusade.
Oh, see, yeah.
It's the first expansion that they re-released back with how it was, in a way. And I'm playing with one of my good friends from high school, and it's been fun, but we've also played way too much, which has also kind of killed it for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I just can't really play for like 10 hours straight anymore. Uh-huh. So I've also been... I haven't really been logging in very much, just kind of because I've just kind of been burnt out.
Yeah. That's a lot of hours.
But, I mean, I do enjoy the Burning Crusade. It's my favorite WoW expansion. But just played too much recently, and I've been just kind of cutting back, just so I don't get as burned out.
So they're taking expansions they already did, and then they're re-releasing them.
Yeah, well, what they're doing is they're releasing it as just that expansion, like how it was back when it came out.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, so because with how it is now, with like the current game, like it has all the expansions they've had like kind of all rolled into one now.
So then people got bored with that, and from what I understand, they went back to the ground zero.
Yep.
The very original base thing.
Yep.
With better graphics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, improved graphics.
Well, better graphics than it had in 2004, yeah.
Just, like, better polygonal, like, resolutions and things, right?
Yeah.
And faster frame rates, probably. But the same game, right?
Yep.
And then they're just keep adding the same ones they did 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, Burning Crusade came out in 2007, and they're going through
that. That's pretty easy for Blizzard, I would think. Like,
yeah.
Hey, we're just taking the same game we had and just throwing it back out there again.
Well, it's also difficult because they don't have, like, the old servers around anymore, and they made so many changes to the game and the server technology.
Well, they got enough money to throw at it.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, in a lot of...
Speaking of them, Diablo 4 is coming, right?
Yeah.
When's that happening?
Probably next year. Because the Diablo 2 remake's coming out this year, assume...
I looked on...
September, like, 23rd?
Because I want the Diablo 2 remaster.
Diablo 2 is one of my most favorite games. I don't know if I'm going to get the remaster.
Yeah, you can play it on your computer.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't know if current Blizzard could do it justice. Plus, I also don't want it to be just online only.
Well, I heard it's just basically the game.
Yeah, but the problem is it's the game with the current setup that they have now where everything's online.
They have to make it so that your controller works well with it.
Well, it's not that. It's not that. It's that everything goes through BattleNet now. It's all online.
But
like,
what my point is that before it was a mouse clicker game.
Yeah.
That's how it was built.
And now I don't care about how the control is. I mean, you can make it work.
Yeah. Are they going to make your guy controlled with the stick? You just move around
with
the stick. And
I mean, it's it'll probably work how it does in Diablo 3, so...
Yeah, I guess it would be...
Again, I don't... That doesn't bother me. It's just... With current Blizzard, everything's got to go through Battle.net. Everything's got to be online. Like, one of the things I love about the original Diablo 2 is that you can play single player.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to go online. You can just offline.
You're saying they're not going to have campaign mode?
Well,
On Diablo 2 Remaster?
Well, no, it'll have it, but it's probably going to force you to go online to play it.
Yeah, I guess the...
And that's what
Diablo
I'm saying
Diablo
3
makes you go online, doesn't it?
Is the original game let you play single player. You didn't have to connect to Battle.net.
You know, I got to be honest. I prefer campaign mode in most cases. I'm not an online gamer. The older I get, I'm like, I hate online gaming.
Yeah. I'm getting the same way.
It's just, I want to... It sounds selfish, but, like, I just want the game to myself.
Yeah.
I just want to play...
Yeah, I want to play...
Or local multiplayer.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I want to play the game at my speed, how I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't like the toxicity that comes with the internet.
There's some crap.
Yeah. It's just not...
get negative.
It's just not fun playing with random people because, again, everybody wants to go... Like, it's a problem with WoW. I hate playing WoW with other people.
Because they're negative and...
Yeah, because of the negativity. Because people are like, you know, the first time I go into this dungeon, they expect me to know the fights and everything, you know.
And they're swearing at you. And
yeah, and it's just like when, like, we die in a dungeon, like, the group falls apart, people leave because it's like, oh, you guys all suck because we died. It's like, so?
That's what happens on games.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to give up.
Yeah.
And not try to, like... work together as a team and be patient with people and
yeah, and then
try to
people
learn together.
Yeah, people leave and then it just makes things take longer and longer to do.
So dumb.
And it's like, you know, we would have had this done if everyone just stayed in the group and we didn't have to wait six times to rebuild the group. You know?
What about Wesley plays NBA games online, right, Wes?
He's playing some kind of sports ball there.
Well, he's watching your YouTube videos. He also likes to watch the YouTube videos of people playing NBA 2K.
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
So, like, Wesley, when you play online, are people rude?
No.
Do you chat with people in NBA 2K20?
No, I don't.
Because I know that what he does is he goes and he builds his own character, and you have a career mode, and you make your basketball player, and then you can go into, like, the streets and play street ball with people as your practice and, like, up your skills and, like, then you go compete in like actual NBA and career mode, and you increase the guy's skills, and then he gets better at 3-point shots, and then he gets better at dunks or whatever. So like, I don't know. I just see him playing all the time. I've never played the game.
Yeah.
But they play it a lot. I don't know how the online goes, but they always have that rating. I always see that it's rated teen because users interact online.
Mm-hmm.
You can never predict how much of a jerk someone might be when they're playing with you online.
Yep. It just sucks that, especially in online games, that people just can't get along.
Well, and it's not only that. We've talked about this a lot, but it's like when you start playing, let's take a game that you really love, single player, and you're like, oh, I love this so much, single player. I'll bet it's so fun online. And you get online, and everybody's way too good. And it gives you a horrible experience for that game, because you're like, I loved this game, and I was so good at it, one player. But then I go online, and everybody's way better than me.
Yeah.
It's not even fair. It's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, poor matchmaking systems don't help out.
Yeah, because I did that with Doom and Doom Eternal. I go online to play, and everybody just womps me all over the place. I'm not having fun with that.
No.
I'm sorry, like, I lose all my interest.
Yeah, well,
They have a new game mode on Doom Eternal where... there's two monsters against a Doom guy. For every Doom guy, there's two monsters. And these two monsters are played by two guys who are teaming up against you.
Mm-hmm.
The Doom guy is more powerful. He's more OP. But these two monsters are like the stronger monsters on Doom.
Mm-hmm.
And they team up against you. And they can spawn other monsters and do all these special powers. And I just got my butt kicked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, obviously, I don't know what I'm doing. I know that if I got better and I improved my... I practice a lot. I could probably do better, but I just go back to the campaign mode.
Yeah, again, that's a problem with poor matchmaking in games. But then there's really no way to fix it because...
Yeah, how do you do that? Like, handicap somebody and...
And another problem is that people treat games like they're a job. You know, like, especially with World of Warcraft, you know, people treat it like, okay, you log in from, you know, 9 in the morning to 5 at night.
You have a shift.
You know? Yeah, seriously, especially if you want to raid, it's like that. You have to be here at certain times.
Or else you're out.
Yep, and you have to have your certain materials farmed and ready.
It's like school. It's like you're going to college
Well, again, it's a second job. They want you here at a certain time, doing certain work.
You know, I never got to that point of gaming. I'm not ripping on it. I'm not, like, trying to make fun of it. I never did that, and so I never really got to experience that for myself.
It's not fun.
It doesn't sound like it, but then for my personality, there's parts of me that might actually enjoy that a little bit. At least for a while.
But trust me, once it starts, when it becomes
but
like...
But I don't have time for it, right?
Yeah.
If I didn't have a family, if I was a single guy, I probably would get into that kind of thing, because I'd have more time on my hands. I'd get bored more often. I'd need to fill my idle time with more.
Yeah. But like you said, it sounds like it could be cool at first, but trust me, once you start getting into it, and then it becomes like, I don't really want to play like this game today, but I have to for
like
my online friends. Yeah, well, that's because it becomes a job.
Well, and it goes back to what I was saying at the very beginning of this, is like, I'm just not in the mood to play sometimes.
Yeah.
And yeah, that does sound like horrible when you really don't want to play a game and you feel like you're forced to almost.
Yep.
Or anything for that matter in life.
Yeah.
Like, how crappy is that? Like, when you don't love doing something, you're like, ugh, I got to do this anyway.
Yeah. So what did I leave off on my games?
Well, you talked about this one game that...
Returnal?
Well, you started talking about World of Warcraft and that.
Oh, yeah, Burning Crusade. I've been playing that. I've started Returnal. I beat the first boss, which I'm happy with. Because everything I've read online is like, everyone's like talking about how hard that boss is.
Mm-hmm.
Took me 4 tries, but I got it.
This is that one that you said takes some people 70 hours or something?
Yeah.
How is that even a thing?
Well, it's a roguelike game, so every time you die, like, a
is
lot
there
of...
Is a shortcut to defeat him faster?
No. What happens...
Except for Jared.
Yeah.
Jared could beat him in 5 hours.
But what happens is every time you die, like, almost all your character stats get reset back to the base value. So you're weak again every time you start, and you got to build that back up, and it's like, oh, I died again. I lost all that progress.
So, but if you never die, then you could potentially beat that boss.
Oh, yeah, you could probably beat that boss like nothing, but again,
but
you'll
die.
Yeah, but you'll never also get to that point where you're super strong against the boss either.
That kind of game is like the new thing, right? Like,
yeah.
Where you lose it all when you die or something.
Yep. Yeah.
It's kind of like a retro trait, because that's how we used to play games, right?
Yeah, like you die a couple of times, you're back to World 1. Yeah.
Yeah, or you turned off your Nintendo system.
Yep, back to World 1.
You didn't have saves.
We
left our Nintendos on all day at school.
That's why, a lot of the old 8-bit games don't entertain me as much anymore.
Because it's like, I have to sit all the way through this game right now.
Yep.
But you have ROMs that can just save anywhere.
Yeah, but that's also, like, again, kind of cheating in a way.
Well, not only that, but it just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It feels like
it doesn't feel
artificial.
The same. Yeah, it doesn't feel the same when you can just save anywhere or rewind. It's like, oh, I fell down that pit.
Yeah,
or...
that happened when I gotta tell you, I was playing the Super Nintendo and the NES on the Nintendo Switch Online, and my kids were actually enjoying it. My older kids, which I thought they'd be so bored out of their minds, and then my younger ones too. All the boys were watching me play like Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking Super Mario Brothers. I'm talking Mario Brothers.
Yep, where the turtles come out of the pipes.
And I was like, how do I get those turtles? Oh, yeah, I got to hit them from up underneath.
Yep.
And then we figured out, and I'm like, okay, because it had been so long since I played it. And then I went and played Donkey Kong, and they were laughing at the graphics at first, but then they were having fun. They're like, this is kind of fun.
We played some of the
two-player games. And
they're all still fun games. It's just, to me...
Yeah,
I can't play them like I used to, because it's like, well, I don't want to start from World 1 every time.
Well, and then I started playing, like, Super Ghouls and Ghosts,
mm-hmm.
and I kept dying, and I'm like, because that game is freaking hard.
Yep.
And I would die, and I'm like, oh, yeah, rewind. And, like, I rewound, and my little 8-year-old just got the biggest kick out of it. He got the hiccups, because he laughed so hard, because I would keep rewinding every time I turned in the bones, and then I rewind back.
Yeah.
Actually, it was my 6-year-old. It was my youngest. And he was just having the time of his life.
He got the hiccups because he was laughing so hard at that.
Yeah.
Rewinding thing.
But again, kind of like you said, it takes the challenge out when you can just rewind or save anywhere.
That was the whole point, is like...
But that's how, again, like you said, those games were built, you know? Yeah. It was built to want you to die over and over again.
Our character.
Yeah.
As human beings today. I think, in a way, it sounds stupid. Well, as
gamers, yeah.
Yeah, as gamers, but maybe even in life a little bit. Like, to not give up and, like, keep going, like, because, I don't know, I feel like sometimes today, the kids just, if something's too hard, they just quit.
Yeah.
I mean, I see that in my own kids sometimes. They're just like, I'm done.
I don't do that.
Oh, he says he never does it, so.
Yeah.
My 13-year-old doesn't do it, though.
It's obviously true.
But my other four do, but Wesley doesn't. So, yeah. But, like, back in the day, we just died so much on the game, and and then we'd get better at knowing what was coming up and memorize things, mm-hmm. and then learn to evade or avoid that thing, and then wouldn't die as much.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we'd end up with way more lives by the end of the levels or the game.
Yeah.
Because we redid it and repeated it so much.
But you also have to think that, like, our situations are vastly different than kids. Yeah. Like, back then, how many games did you get as a kid?
Yeah.
You know?
We didn't have a whole lot to choose
from. Yeah, I mean, look nowadays, just on the cell phone or computer, like,
oh my
just
gosh.
Free games.
There's just, yeah, they're everywhere.
And I'm not talking about pirating games or anything. I'm talking legit free games.
Like, ad-based free games.
Yeah.
And some of them don't even have ads. It's like the bigger ones, right? Like, Clash Royale is one I'm thinking of that I've enjoyed over the years. I don't play it anymore, but it had no ads.
Yeah.
The whole... That Fortnite, take that for example. That's a free game. Mm-hmm. There's no ads in the game.
Yep.
Their monetary system, the way they're making money, is by people spending on frivolous things.
Yeah, like skins and stuff.
Yeah. And that's how PUBG is. That's how a lot of these, like, Battle Royale games are.
Mm-hmm.
It just amazes me, like, that they can make a game completely free. These developers have put so much effort into it, and you know they're getting paid a lot.
Yeah.
And
well, they're getting paid.
They're getting paid, and I have... But devs... I don't know. Yeah.
Well, not a lot.
That's relative.
You'd be surprised about how bad the pay is, but...
Can be. It depends on your location, too, and the company you're working for, but...
But again, yeah. But, I mean, the company makes money because there's always people out there that'll be like, ooh, I gotta buy all these skins, and they'll spend $4,000.
And it's like some teenager, I'll bet, a lot of times, that's spending their parents' money.
Yep.
Blows me away, man. I just can't think about... I can't fathom it sometimes. It makes me want to go into some sort of business where I can sell virtual outfits.
Again, Justin, we've got to get into the non-fungible tokens.
We'll catch our break one day,
Tyler. Yep. Yep. We'll have our token that will sell for like $2 million.
Yeah. I have a friend on my... I don't want to go into personal information, but... He was on my team, and he quit because he didn't need the job anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because he started his own business over the past 5 years. And it's become so successful that he just doesn't need the job anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, what about benefits? He's like, well, I'm making so much that I can just get my own elsewhere.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how much they cost. They find a good deal on some. But either way, he's going to be making way more. Yeah.
Yep. There was a guy in my friend group that made it, I think, pretty successful off Bitcoin. So
Bitcoin, yeah. Well, my friend Matt, he has some Bitcoin. I don't know how many. Mm-hmm. It's only a couple. Like, each Bitcoin's worth like 5,000, I want to say. Is that too high? I don't know the number.
I think it might be in the tens of thousands. Well, does
how
he
much
actually
is
own?
A Bitcoin worth?
Does he actually own a complete coin, or does he own like fractions of a coin?
$22.17.
$40,000.
Well,
for one Bitcoin.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to sell it for $40,000.
Right.
So I mean, there's got to be someone out there.
I don't think he has a full Bitcoin, but he's got
If he doesn't have a full Bitcoin, then he doesn't have $40,000. You know.
I think he has a half a Bitcoin or something. Maybe like a quarter.
Yeah.
So then he's got like anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000 there. Somewhere.
That's again debatable. Because I mean,
you can't just sell it.
Yeah, you have to have someone buy it. It's like eBay. Just because someone puts like Super Mario Brothers up on eBay for $10,000 doesn't mean Super Mario Brothers is worth
$10,000. So you kind of have to like sell it and bid it. And
yeah.
Get someone.
You've got to get someone to buy it from you.
Right. There's a NBA game on tonight, Wesley.
Nice.
Who's playing?
The Bucks, I think.
The Bucks.
I think the Bucks are playing.
We're a little bit worried about the Jazz because
mm-hmm.
they're in the playoffs right now with the Clippers.
You think they're going to choke?
It's 2-2 now.
Actually, no.
It was 3-1, and then we lost the last two games.
Huh.
And they were terrible losses. But they were away games, so the Clipper fans
yeah, we
probably...
can still do it.
I went to the...
Yeah,
the
I
last
saw.
Jazz game
I saw your Instagram post
yeah,
or whatever.
I took him, because we got free tickets, yeah. and the fans were going nuts. And the Jazz did really well, but I think you always do better at your home turf. You
yeah,
know, like
well,
you got all your fans cheering
yeah.
for you, and it gives you a morale boost. But
it's the head game, definitely.
I'm a little worried because the next game will be a home game, but then if Jazz wins that, then we still have to win one more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope they can pull through.
Yeah. And let's see, for the other games I've been playing, I finished Resident Evil Village.
Oh, yeah. And we might try that one out.
Yeah, you can try that out. I thought it was fun, but also a bit disappointing.
Yeah?
You know.
Why?
Too
you
much
love Resident Evil.
I do, but I also don't like too much action Resident Evil, which
it
this
wasn't
was
as much like survival horror.
Yeah, like there were points in the game that were really good.
Uh-huh.
Like there's one area in the game it's just puzzle based. It takes all your weapons away,
uh-huh.
and you have to solve puzzles and everything, and that was really cool.
Okay.
But then you get to these areas.
That reminds me of Survival Island on Breath
yeah.
of the Wild.
But then it gets to these points where it's like, all right, you're going to be killing like 600 enemies now.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, you know, this isn't fun.
We found out a way. There's a YouTube video we watched, Survival Island on Breath of the Wild. Remember that one where you go to that island?
I never went to Survival Island.
You didn't?
No.
You land on it, and as soon as you land, it takes away everything of yours.
Mm-hmm.
You're left with nothing.
Yeah.
You're even naked. You got your boxers on. That's it. And
mm-hmm.
then you have to find everything, like sticks and rusty swords, rusty
mm-hmm.
shields, and just survive. And then it starts lightninging and storming on you, and it's rough because
mm-hmm.
you have nothing. But we found a video that said, okay, well, there's this little tiny raft, you know, the wooden rafts?
Mm-hmm.
Land on that. And it doesn't turn over to the island and do the message and take away your stuff. And then you just stay on that wooden raft, drop all your supplies that you want to keep. But remember, you won't get them back after the Survival Island's done.
Okay.
So make sure they're not that good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get them back after it. But drop things that you want on the island, and boom, you have them.
Sweet.
And you walk into the sand, and then it does the thing, and then you get to keep... You come back to the...
You just go back to the raft.
You go to the raft, and they're there.
Nice.
What the heck? I did not know that, and...
That's funny.
I don't know. Maybe they patched that glitch since then.
I wonder if that was also... Maybe. It sounds like that could have been a way for the developers to test the island.
Could be. Well,
you know,
the thing is...
Because that sounds like way too...
There's
know.
A Hinox on that island.
Mm-hmm.
And here, my whole theory is you cannot kill that Hinox with everything on the island that there is. Maybe, if you went up and got all the weapons that are up on this, you have to fight all these bokoblins. But everything ends up breaking because you have to defeat. You have just enough weaponry to defeat all these bokoblins.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything's breaking, and you have to get smart about it. So you don't fight the Hinox. You
mm-hmm.
just jump off this cliff and then land on his belly, take the orb, don't wake him up. Steal the orb, throw it off, and then tiptoe off of him, don't wake him up.
mm-hmm.
Bring the orb up and then get it on there. That's what you do. You don't fight the Hinox. Because like when everybody goes there first, they want to fight the Hinox.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's just a little side story. Sorry.
That's
we were
okay.
talking about Resident Evil Village and Returnal
yeah.
and Godfall. Those are
yeah.
two other games you were playing.
Godfall, I played a little bit of it. I was going to play it after I finished Bugsnax, which I finished up a couple days ago.
Bugsnax? I heard you talking about that one. That's a
PS5
game.
Yeah. Well, it's a PS5 and PS4 game.
Okay.
It's this game where you're this little kind of Muppet creature.
Okay.
With other Muppet creatures on the island, and they want you to get these, like, bugs, part bug, part food things, feed it to them, and then it changes their body around. You'll see it. You'll see the abominations unto the Lord that we will make.
Oh, that's funny. How long have we been going?
I don't know.
Oh, we're in an hour and 14 minutes.
Yeah, we should probably.
Well, it's been fun, though. We've talked about a lot of things. Was there something else?
No.
Movies?
No.
Are you going to go see the new Quiet Place movie, part 2?
I've never watched Quiet Place 1, so...
Do you not like horror movies?
I like horror movies.
Seems like you would with the Resident Evil thing.
Yeah. It's just, again, I so far behind on movies, so...
Yeah.
Because I don't really go out to watch movies.
And there wasn't really any movies that we could go to theater for during COVID. Yeah. So, still waiting on the Black Widow movie, a new James Bond movie that was supposed to come out during COVID, mm-hmm. and Tom Cruise has been trying to finish up his Mission Impossible movie. So... That's cool.
Yeah.
When we get those new movies, that'll be fun. What else? There's Apple news, but nobody really cares about Apple stuff
anymore. So. I did make you listen to King and Queens today.
Oh, yeah, that was
from
fun.
From Ava Max, yeah.
We went to Costa Vida.
Yep.
That was good.
We're on that side of the divorce. We'll just say that now.
Yeah, we sided with them. For now.
Yeah.
Cafe Rio isn't as good to me anymore because... When I go to Costa Vida, they give me freebies.
Huh.
Like, they don't charge you extra for smothering. That's awesome.
They just get a bag and they just smother you with it. Like, is this good for you, sir?
It's just a dollop of sauce.
Yeah.
Cafe Rio wants $1.50 for that or something. For a little bit of sauce and some cheese on top of that. I'm thinking they're screwing me over.
I hate when places charge you for, like, extra for different, like, it's like for fry sauce for your fries, and you get, like, that little cup.
Yeah.
Give me 75 cents.
And then I get over to and Cafe Rio will do this too, but I'm like, can I get more lettuce? Like, I like a lot of the lettuce with my burrito and the pico, and then throw some extra cilantro there, and then some limes, and I get it all.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's free, because I know they'll charge you extra for the guac. And the sour cream.
Yeah.
But anyways, they're cool about it. And so, yeah. I think their ingredients taste more fresh to me. I don't know.
I haven't been to Cafe Rio in a long time, so I can't really... I don't have a dog in this fight. Or I guess race. I shouldn't say fight.
Well,
I think that's been good. For our podcast. Yeah.
Let's see where, before we end here.
Oh, you want to see where the download's at?
See where the download's at. Hopefully it's still going.
Oh, I need a new tailbone. Hurts so bad.
Let's get him a new tailbone. Good. This is at 61% now.
Oh, sweet.
48 more minutes.
Well, I guess we're going to go play some PlayStation 5 now.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.